Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In our last story, Abram angered Pharaoh and was cast out of the kingdom of Egypt. Pharaoh loaded Abram and Lot down with many treasures before he had cast them out of the land. Now rich, but homeless, where are they going to end up? Step into my story and find out. Abram was kicked out of Egypt by Pharaoh, loaded down with silver, gold, and rich in livestock. His journey took him back to Bethel, where he'd built an altar to his God. As they settled in the land, Abram's nephew Lot became very concerned. After leaving Egypt, they had a massive number of livestock that continued to grow. Yet the land they had settled could no way support and feed all these animals. Abram suggested that they part ways at this point, with Lot choosing what lands he desired. After looking around, Lot decided to choose the Valley of the Jordan near the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, these cities were exceedingly wicked and sinned greatly against the Lord God Almighty. Abram settled in the land of Canaan so that there would be peace among him and his nephew. Once again, God spoke to Abram. Now lift up your eyes. Look from where you stand. To the north, to the south, to the east, and the west, all that you see, I will give to your descendants forever until time ends. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can be numbered also. Arise, walk around the land to its full length and width, for I will give it to you. Abram journeyed to the land and built an altar to his God near Hebron. This would be the future home of Israel, his descendants. This is the promise of God that is still working in our world today. You can read about it in the weekly news feeds about Israel and the fight for them to live in the land that God promised them, Abram's descendants. Yet, what will happen with the evil cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.